Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
That's Lou Manfredini here on the phone. I'm trying to come up with some lines from the movie and try and work it in, but I have so far just come up with really terrible ones I'm embarrassed to even say. Instead of it puts the lotion on the skin, it puts the points on the board. See, this is what I'm working with.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's something with fava beans, but I don't think you want to do that one.
I'm having an old friend for dinner. There's got to be something there. Right. You know, this. Drew and Colin will workshop this. We'll have something great for tomorrow, Lou. I promise.
Okay, good.
How you doing, buddy? Good to talk to you.
Doing great. Glad to be with you.
It's Lou Manfredini, and he's here for his Lou to Do segment. So if you got something, 312-981-7200. We'd love to hear how Lou Manfredini can help you out. It's great to see you at the Blackhawks game. Great game on Monday night, even though they gave up the Capitals pulled away there at the end. But always fun at the United Center. And Lou, that's where I'm actually broadcasting from, a nondescript location, undisclosed location here somewhere in the building.
Because you have a game tonight.
I do. They put me in the governor's room here, which is like this fancy.
Very nice.
This sounds like a place where Lou Manfredini would frequent, where all the it's called the governor's room. So there's a fancy carving table to my left. I've got a entire fridge of Modelo in front of me and about 14 empty tables that I hope that people aren't about to come into for dinner rush right now, Lou.
Well, you know, you can give them something to listen to. That'll be great.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so things around the house. You can text on in. You can give us calls if you need to. Lou, what are your big things that you're harping here this week, wintertime? We talked a little bit about things to do around the house, the simple things. We're going to get cold this weekend. Let's remind people of some tips maybe just to make sure those pipes aren't freezing.
Yeah, I mean, this weather's all over the place. And, here's one thing that I would tell people to do. You know, you've got this Bears game coming up, which I know a lot of Chicagoland is going to be watching. And for many of us, you know, you may have cable, from Comcast or some other provider. And something that people don't always do, which is a good thing to do maybe two or three times a year, is to unplug your router and to clear the cache in the router and then plug it back in. It's basically like improving the stream, because we're going to have a lot of people tuned into this thing, and I can't certainly say that for certain your cable's not going to go out, and I know there's going to be on broadcast TV as well, at least in the Chicago area, but clearing out your cache in your router is a very good thing to do 2 to 3 times a year, and all it takes is unplugging it 30 seconds or so, plug it back in, let it reboot. Don't do this on Sunday, because you want to make sure that it's back up and running before that. But it's just a good idea, and it does improve the performance of your internet in your home.
Yeah, and if the IT guy for the United Center is listening, don't do that right now, because then this broadcast shuts off.
Correct.
But how
don't do that.
You don't have to do anything. It automatically clears the cache. It knows to do that if you leave it unplugged for a certain amount of time.
Correct. It does when it powers down. That's why you need a good 30 seconds, because there will be some residual power in the router itself. And it's not, you know, if you have a separate wireless router as well. So if you have a router and then it goes to a wireless unit, unplug those both, because there's cache or memory. It's, you know, it's like the cookies, you know, when you close out stuff, and it's similar to that, and it just helps clear it out and improves the performance of the whole system, which is, you know, you're going to want everything you can if you're going to be watching that game or any kind of television program.
I love that. I've wondered, Lou, about frozen pipes, just because, you know, I've lived in my house now 3 winters. They haven't been extraordinarily cold winters or anything, but I've never had a frozen pipe problem. Do we get lulled into a sense that we're going to be just fine because it's never happened before? Or is each winter different? Do the pipes change over time? Or if you haven't had an issue, you're more than likely just fine.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it has more to do. I think, the when people get frozen pipes, they live in older homes and maybe homes that were built pre-1960s. And there was, you know, back then there wasn't a lot of thought to that. They were running pipes on the outside walls. And then, you know, building codes changed. And so we pulled that stuff away interior wise. And so even if you have a kitchen sink on an outside wall, you know, with a window up above, you know, codes would require that the modern codes, that the plumbing comes up through the floor, not the wall, because that's where it can get cold. And so it really has a lot to do with the age of your home. If you've lived in it for 3 years, I mean, 3 years ago, you know, we had some pretty cold days. And if you haven't had a frozen pipe then, I think you're probably pretty good. But if it's been an issue in the past, then, you know, that trickle of the water, both the hot and the cold, when it really, really gets cold, is a good idea. I mean, it's going to be cold, but it's not going to be sub-zero. That's where the problems really occur.
Cold cabinets, a texter wanted to know, is that a sign of a problem or anything else, poor insulation, or is that just what happens?
It's probably poor insulation in a wall. The cabinet door is closed, and so there's no way for the heat of the room to get in there, and that's why you feel that coldness. You know, one of the tricks you could do, there's no way of guaranteeing the fill, but you can drill a hole in the back of the cabinet and you can stick the little straw of expanding foam. There's several kinds. You don't want the one that's minimally expandable, and you can kind of throw it in there to try and fill that void. Now, you don't know what's in that wall. It could just drop all the way down to the floor, but sometimes that can help. I mean, the reality of it is, these cans of foam are, you know, $6-7. It's not a huge investment. And if it makes a difference, it's a win-win. If it doesn't, you're out $7.
No harm, no foul. I mean, the fact that they're cold might mean, you know, you might have not the greatest insulation, but it's not particularly a problem, I guess, unless the plates are shattering.
No. Exactly.
Well, Lou Manfredini, as always, you help us out with some stuff around the house. Saturday morning. Are you on Saturday, Lou?
I am not. I am off this Saturday, so I believe the very talented Wendy will be filling in for me.
I love listening to you, Lou, but I also love listening to Wendy when she fills in for you. It's always a great
Everyone
time.
Loves listening to Wendy, of course.
I know. She's the best. So are you, Lou Manfredini. We appreciate your time. Take care, okay?
Take care, bud. Bye-bye.
That's Lou Manfredini.